Grant. A lot of men are marching, and policemen on motorcycles and everything.
Get over. Let me see.
Oh, look. All those men dressed up and everything. But they're carrying sacks like those boys carry. Why, Gramps, why are they?
Boy, that's the good fellas. The old newsboys, you know.
You mean they sell newspapers, Gramps? Oh, do they have to go out in the cold?
No, they don't have to, Betty, but they're gonna. Yes, sir. We're lucky to have the old newsboys parade go down our street.
It's Gramps and Betty again to tell you a story about someone down our street. Stories from life, from the diaries of your neighbors, down our street.
Parade like that? If they don't have to sell newspapers, then why do they? When it's so cold and snowy and everything.
'Cause they got big hearts, Betty. All them policemen will sell papers, too, to help out.
Golly, that's wonderful. But I still don't understand.
Well, you just listen, youngster, and I'll tell you a little story that'll make you understand,
okay. Maybe.
Of course, now, I ain't saying this story's word for word true, you understand, but 'twas told me as being how the good fellers got to be thought up. One of the things that led up to it, at any rate. Seems like way back long about the turn of the century, there was a boy. Name was Jim. Now, Jim was a boy of maybe 12 or so. One of a large family of young ones.
Was he a newsboy, Gramps?
I'm coming to that, so hold your horses. Well, Jim's mother was dead. And his pa was doing the best he could, running a little grocery store to make ends meet and keep the family together. Well, sir, one Christmas Eve, when little Jim come back from delivering some books.
There you are, Mrs. Bundy.
Well, now, I guess that's all, Mr. Brady. Oh, land sakes. I don't know how I'm going to get it all home.
My boy Jim will carry them over for you.
Yes, and I'll be glad to.
Well, now, that's fine. I have some more things to do, but you can take them right to my house whenever you're ready, son.
Let's see now. That comes to $3.80, ma'am.
Oh, mercy. That much? Oh, well... I was going to have you put it on the bill anyway, Mr. Brady. Like always.
Yes, ma'am. On the bill, like always. Well, Jim will deliver it for you soon.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, have a nice Christmas, Mr. Brady. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Bundy.
Oh, Jim. Haven't had hardly a cash customer all day. Everybody keeps on charging, seems like.
Gosh, Pop, tomorrow's Christmas, and if we don't get in some money...
Yes, I know, Jimmy. I've been thinking of that all day. Even the stock is getting so low, we won't have much to choose from for eating tomorrow. It's going to be a mighty lean Christmas.
Look, Pop, I'll take this order, then I got to get my papers or some other kid will get my corner. Don't worry, Pop. I'll sell a lot of papers and bring home the money. Then we can get something for the other kids for their stockings before the stores close.
Jim, for a young one, you're a mighty good boy. Seeing it's Christmas Eve, maybe you will make a bit of money with the papers. Now, you go ahead with that order, and then you can go to your paper cone.
Well, little Jim went downtown, got his papers. Then he went to his special corner at Grand Circus Park. The night blew up mighty cold and snowy. The wind made Jim shiver, but he kept on till he had most of his paper sold. When he got down to just 3, he stood counting the money.
$5.12. $5.13, $14, $15. Gee, Pop will be happy when I bring that home. Guess he'll...
You make much today, kid?
Oh, I didn't see you. I have over $5 in this little bag. Want a paper, sir?
No, but I'll take that bag of money.
Hey, that's mine.
Come on, kid, and thanks.
Come back here. Hey, mister. Come back here.
Hey, you there. Stop. Let's hold on there. You. Let me go on, sir. Please.
Are you taking them to me?
Yes, Mr. Clamp.
No. It's you, Jimmy. Now then, what's this all about, me good fellow?
Now, please listen to me. I've got a kid, a little boy. I can't stand having him see an empty stocking tomorrow.
Is that so now? What's that got to do with
you? Honest, I'm broke. My wife's sick. Now, what's the use?
Well, Jimmy, lad, sure, and I can't get much from this one. Maybe you could tell me what he's been up to. Why were you chasing after him?
Look, kid, I lost my head. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right, Officer Clancy. I guess you scared him grabbing him like that. I was just chasing him. Well, because he forgot to take his paper. Here it is, mister, and Merry Christmas.
What? You mean... I don't understand.
Better take it, mister. I gotta get back to my corner. You don't owe me any money.
Thanks, kid. I'll never forget this. Never.
Well, get along with you now. And don't be chasing along like you're just after robbing a bank or the like.
Yes, sir, officer.
Gee, Officer Clancy. Guess you thought for a minute...
Jimmy, lad, I'm not fooled one bit. That I'm not. How much did you make today?
Well, over $5.
And how much have you got right now?
I look so poor, and there were tears in his eyes when he said he had a little boy, and
sure, sure. And 'twas the finest thing I've seen done in all me time on the beat, that it is. And they won't be forgetting what you did this night. That I won't.
Yes, sir. That little tight Jimmy had a big heart. And an understanding head. He knowed that young fella wasn't really meaning to be a thief.
Oh, golly. But gee, Gramps, that was all the money Jimmy had for himself and his family.
That's right, Betty, it was. But Jim didn't think of that at the time.
But what about his Christmas, Gramps? And what about his little brothers and sisters, too?
Well, little Jim Brady went home and told his pa the truth, because he knew it wasn't right not to. Anyway, his pa didn't say a word. Not one word of scolding. Just looked at him with eyes that were sort of wet around the edges. Then, with a pat on the head, he sent the little dyke off to bed with the rest of them.
Golly.
Little Jim was still young enough to have hopes of Christmas time, so before he got into bed, he hung up stockings. One for each of the others, one for himself. Being careful to pin the holes together in the toes so as anything that might be put in them wouldn't fall through. Bright and early the next morning, Jim hopped out of bed, real quiet so as not to wake the others, and sneaked into the little front room where the stockings was all hanging up near the stove. Well, poor youngster couldn't hold back the tears when he saw them stockings. They were still empty.
I guess you didn't hear me praying last night, God. But it wasn't just for me. It was for them. Kids that are littler than me. Honest, God, I don't care much. And I know at Christmas you're awful busy, but...
Jim, son, I heard just now. I'm sorry.
Gee, Pop, I told the other kids God would send Santa Claus to put something in their stockings. Now when they get up and see, when they...
Yes, I know, son. But never think you've been forgotten. There are others who are far worse off. You and I'll get the few oranges from the store. There's a bit of candy left, too. We'll put that in their stockings. I wish I...
Golly, I wonder who's coming here this early.
I'll soon find out.
Good morning, and a Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Brady. Well, are you for asking me in, I hope?
Oh, yes. Come right in, Officer Clancy.
There now. That's a heavy one, that basket.
It's Officer Clancy.
That it is, me boy. And I'm bringing a few little gifts for you and the young ones. Sure, and I hope I'm in time to put the stuff in their stockings.
Oh, golly.
Officer Clancy, I don't know what prompted this, but, well, you see, we...
Sure, 'twas only the spirit of Christmas that did the prompting. So don't go getting any notions, Mr. Brady.
Oh, I'm very grateful.
Sure, 'tis grateful you should be for having a boy like young Jim, I'm thinking. He put that spirit of Christmas right plumb into me heart last night by what he did. So I just passed a bit of it around at headquarters, and the result's in that basket.
Jim told me what happened. Did make me a bit proud.
And proud you should be. 'Tis Jimmy, me lad, who taught us all a lesson, says I. Now here, I want you to take this Christmas basket, Mr. Brady.
Well, I am deeply touched by all this. Yes, I'll be very glad to accept the basket in Jim's name.
Gee, Officer Clancy, that's what I want to do when I grow up. Have Christmas baskets around to people who need them.
No, that's the spirit. You know, Jimmy, there's packages containing shoes, stockings, toys, dolls, books, games, sweaters. Everything to fill them stockings to bulging. And to fill those little trusting hearts with happiness.
Gosh. Hurry, let's fill the stockings now.
Still thinking of the others, aren't you, laddie? Sure, someday I'll be proud to have you call me friend. That I will.
So, you see, Betty, little Jim's kind of ain't come back to him 100-fold. Like it says in a good book.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Did he grow up and do what he said he would, Gramp?
He sure did. That's what I was just aiming to tell you. Jim Brady growed up and got to be a real successful businessman. But he didn't forget. No, sir, not Jim Brady. After he growed up, he got a lot of other prosperous men together. Used to sell newspapers in the boyhood. And then he told them his plan. To start the Goodfellas, the old Newsboys. 'Twas to be an organization that would see to it that there weren't no empty stockings on Christmas morning anywhere in the city of Detroit.
Oh, gee, Grant.
Yeah. Every year, this year on December 15th, boy, gravy, that's next Monday, ain't it? They get together, take newsboy bags, and stand on the corners selling papers to raise money for the things to go into the baskets. Everybody who has any kind of a heart for poor kids buys one of them papers for whatever they want to give. Policemen help them sell, too. I guess now you know what that parade was. It just went down our street.
Yes, Jim Brady really started something when he organized the Goodfellows. Do your part to fill some child's stocking this Christmas by watching for those great-hearted citizens from every walk of life who will be selling the Goodfellow edition of the papers Monday, December 15th. Give as much as you can afford for a paper, so there'll be no empty Christmas stockings in any home, no forgotten children at Christmas time in your city of Detroit. Street is a public service presentation of station WXYZ. Tune to WXYZ next Saturday for another story from Down Our Street. This is the Michigan Radio Network.